This is KKRN, Bella Vista, in Round Mountain, at 88.5 on your FM dial. Stay tuned for Western Music Time with O.J. Sykes.
See them tumbling down, pledging their love to the ground. Only but free I'll be found, drifting along with the tumbling tongue.
Howdy, folks, and welcome to Western Music Time. I'm O.J. Sykes, and I'd like to invite you to sit back, relax, unbuckle your spurs, and join me in a good cup of cowboy coffee and some of the best Western music ever recorded from the days of the Silver Screen Cowboys.
Where the shadows have all the room, I was riding free on the old SD, humming a southern tune. When a man came along, made me hush my song, kicked me off away out there. Passing by, I caught her on the fly. I climbed in an open door. Then I turned around to that desert ground, saw the spot I would see no more. As I was riding away, I heard the pale moon say, "Farewell, pal, it sure gets lonesome here."
Way out there. So I close my eyes to the myself in dreams. I dreamed the desert sand was a milk and honey land. Then I woke up with a start. There's a train coming back on that one-way track, gonna take me away from here. Climbed in an open door. Then I turned around to that desert ground. Saw the spot I was seen no more. As I was riding away, I heard the pale moon say, farewell, pal, it sure gets lonesome here.
Two versions of Way Out There. The first one was recorded in 1982 on the Silver Spur record label. And the second one was recorded in 1934. It was the first recording the Sons of the Pioneers ever made. They recorded it for the Decca label. Today's show is going to contrast the transcriptions and the commercial recordings of the Sons of the Pioneers and others as well. We just heard a commercial recording from 1934 by the Sons of the Pioneers. It became a Western classic, Way Out There. But here's one that became an even greater classic. It's Cool Water, and it was recorded in 1935 for the Standard Transcriptions label. It features Len Sly singing the solo, but I'll have to say, in my opinion, it's not his best effort. You can probably hear how he improved over the years with practice as we listen to some of his subsequent recordings a little bit later in the show. But right now, let's hear the Sons of the Pioneers transcription version from 1935 of a great Western classic, Cool Water, featuring Len Sly years before he became Roy Rogers.
All day I've faced the barren waste without the taste of water.
Cool water, 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 water.
Old Dan and I with throats burnt dry and souls that cry for water.
Cool water, clear water, water.
Sand with water,
water.
Oh, Dan, can you see that big green tree where the water's running free and it's waiting there for me? And
water, cool, clear.
The shadows sway and seem to say, tonight we'll pray for water,
cool, clear water.
And way up there, he'll hear their prayer and show them where there's water.
Cool water, clear water, water,
water. Keep a moving, Dan, don't you listen to him, Dan. He's the devil, not a man, and he spreads the burning sand with water.
Water's running free and it's waiting there for me. And water, cool, clear.
The nights are cool and I'm a fool. Each star's a pool of water.
Cool, clear water,
water. But with the dawn I'll wake and yawn and carry on to water.
Water, water,
keep a moving, Dan, don't you listen to him, Dan. He's the devil, not a man, and he's
there for me and you.
Well, as you could hear, the boys hadn't perfected their arrangement of Cool Water when they made that transcription back in 1935, but they did a much better job in the Decca recording studio the next year with Ride Ranger Ride.
Sun and she needs you, everyone. Ride, Ranger, ride. Ride, Ranger, ride. You have conquered every foe since 100 years ago. Ride, Ranger, ride. For the ranger that is gone, take his place and carry on. Ride, Ranger, ride.
Watchwords die or do, Ranger. There's courage in the beat of your faithful Mustang's feet. Ride, Ranger, ride.
Ride, Ranger, ride. From Red River to the sea, you have written history. Ride, Ranger, ride. You're a loyal Texas son, and she needs you, everyone. Ride, Ranger, ride. Ride, Ranger, ride.
Ride, ride.
You have conquered every foe since 100 years ago. Ride, Ranger, ride.
Ride, ride.
For the ranger that is gone, take his place and carry on. Ride, Ranger, ride.
And by 1937, they were sounding a lot better, as you'll hear on this Columbia Records recording of My Saddle Pals and I, featuring Lynn Sly.
Riding the range together, my saddle pals and I, through every kind of weather. My saddle pals and I.
Every night neath the light of the bright starry night on the prairie, bedded down all around on the ground, all the cattle hard and weary. With a blanket for my bed and a saddle for my head on the prairie, and her faithful ponies tethered here and there.
Riding the range together, my saddle pals and I.
We're side by side in the saddle, through sunshine and through rain. We ride, ride, ride in the saddle, o'er the barren plains.
Riding the reins together, my saddle pals and I. Through every kind of weather, my saddle pals and I.
Every night beneath the light of the bright starry night on the prairie, bedded down all around on the ground by the cattle tired and weary. With a blanket for my bed and a saddle for my head on the prairie, and a faithful pony's tethered here and there.
Riding the range together,
together, my saddle pals and I.
And then Len Sly became Roy Rogers.
Too long to say that you're sorry. Now I've found somebody new. I know how you feel when you say that you're sorry. I felt the same way too. While we were apart, I gave my heart to someone whose love is true. You've waited too long to say that you're sorry. Now I feel sorry for you. Sorry, now I found somebody new. I know how you feel when you say that you're sorry. I felt the same way too. While we were apart, I gave my heart to someone whose love is true. You've waited too long to say that you're sorry. Now I feel sorry for you.
Now that was Roy Rogers with his Decca recording from 1940 of a song called You Waited Too Long. In 1941, the Sons of the Pioneers left Hollywood for a while and made a transcription series in Chicago for the Orthacoustic transcription people. Here they are in 1941 with Coyote Serenade.
Setting are made. One silhouette, a sigh of regret, that's part of a heart and the start of a strange serenade. Ooh.
go back to the 1930s for just a minute and listen to how Gene Autry's sound evolved. Frankie Marvin and his brother Johnny were two of Gene Autry's best friends from the time they met back in 1929. Both of the brothers composed songs for Gene to sing, but Frankie was also the steel guitarist whose distinctive way of playing had an important influence on Gene Autry's recordings in the late 1930s and through the rest of his career. And Frankie appeared in almost all of Gene's movies. His face was recognizable to Gene Autry fans, even though we might not have known his name back then. In 1933, Frankie composed one of Gene Autry's most important early recordings, Cowboy's Heaven.
Tonight I'm a tired, weary cowboy. I've been in the saddle all day, searching the hills and the valleys for cattle that strayed away. Old Paint is tired and leg weary, his feet are broken and sore, but someday our work will be over and we'll ride on that other shore. Laying wrapped up in my blanket, looking straight up at the sky, watching the bright stars a-twinkling away up there on high. Seems sometime maybe they see me and maybe they understand, for they may be the souls of cowpunchers gone to that promised land. Yodel-a-dee-o, yodel-a-dee-o, yodel-a-dee. When I get way up there yonder, I'll whistle softly and low, and my old paint horse will come running from a passing cloud pasture I know. I'll give him a handful of sugar and watch him say thanks with his eyes. I'll mount and then we'll be ready to report to the range boss on high. There'll be work up there aplenty for a good old cowpuncher someday. Keeping straight, shooting stars in the pastures, riding herd on the Milky Way. The comets, they all must be mavericks. They'll have to be marked with his brand. You bet me an old paint will be happy on that range in the promised land.
Well, that was from January 1933, when Gene was just getting started and trying to develop his own style. And as soon as 6 months later, in June of that year, he was sounding a little different. For me, a little bit better. Here he is with the old feather bed on the farm.
When my cares of the day are done, evening shadows twine round my door. There's a heavenliness that calls me to rest, and I wish I was there once more. I want a pillow, my head once more in the bed, that old feather bed on the farm. I can see Mother there in her old rocking chair, and I know I'll be safe from all harm. There's an old spider web that hangs overhead, but nothing to cause me alarm. My cares will all cease as I sleep there in peace in that old feather bed on the farm. Chair, and I know I'll be safe from all harm. There's an old spider web that hangs overhead, but nothing to cause me alarm. My cares will all cease as I sleep there in peace in that old feather bed on the farm.
Well, by 1937, Gene's voice had matured a little bit and he changed recording companies. Here's his 1937 Columbia Records recording of Boots and Saddle.
Take me back to my boots and saddle. Ooh. Let me see that general store. Let me ride the range once more. Give me my boots and saddle. Let me ramble along the prairie. Ooh. Roping steers on that old barrette with my buddy Slim and Tex. Give me my boots and saddle.
Got a hankering to be with my banjo on my knee, strumming a pretty western tune. There's a gal in Cherokee and she's waiting there for me, waiting beneath the Texas moon.
Take me back to my boots and saddle. Ooh. Let me greet each blazing morn on the range where I was born. Give me my boots and saddles.
Got a hankering to be with my banjo on my knee, strumming a pretty western tune. There's a gal in Cherokee and she's waiting there for me,
wait
beneath the Texas moon.
Take me back to my boots and saddle. Ooh. Let me greet each blazing morn
on the range where I was born. Give me my boots and saddle.
And in 1939, Gene recorded a song that had been composed by Frankie Marvin's brother, Johnny, called I'm Gonna Round Up My Blues. And by now, Gene was firmly entrenched with Columbia Records.
I'm gonna round up my blues and try to lose all my troubles and woes. I'm gonna brand them one by one and start them on the run and down the trail watch them go. I'm gonna round up my joy and all the boys and chase old Mr. Gloom today. We will ride for miles, rounding up stray smiles, driving the blues away. I'm gonna round up my blues and try to lose all my troubles and woes. I'm gonna brand them one by one and start them on the run and down the trail watch them go. I'm gonna round up my joys and all the boys and chase old Mr. Gloom today. We will ride for miles, rounding up stray smiles, driving the blues away. Try to lose all my troubles and woe. I'm gonna brand them one by one and start them on the run and down the trail watch them go. I'm gonna round up my joys and all the boys and chase old Mr. Gloom today. We will ride for miles, rounding up stray smiles, driving the blues away.
That same year, a trio from Oklahoma called the Rough Riders went to Hollywood, and they were able to record a brand new Johnny Bond composition called Cimarron Roll On for the Standard Transcriptions label.
Oh, I'm feeling blue. ocean blue. Cimarron, roll on.
Well, they didn't have a commercial recording contract, at least early on, but they were able to record for a different transcription label a year or two later. Here's their Campfire Lullaby, recorded for the Thesaurus Transcriptions in 1942. By the 1940s, the Sons of the Pioneers had started to make commercial records once again, but they also recorded a transcription series in 1947 called the Telaways Transcriptions. And here's one of those.
Hear my song as I ride along. I'm just a happy rolling cowboy. Bother my life, I'm a happy roving cowboy. Let me make my bed where the varmints prowl beneath the sky of blue.
In my song as I ride along, I'm just a happy roving cowboy. Herding the dark clouds out of the sky, keeping the heavens blue.
Your turn, Foghorn.
Got a dime, I'm just spending my time. I'm a happy roving cowboy. Let me ride that long trail down to the end where the skies are always blue.
Hear my song as I ride along. I'm just a happy roving cowboy. Herding the dark clouds out of the sky, keeping the heavens blue.
Come on in, Carl.
Well, also in those years, Foy Willing and the Riders of the Purple Sage were making transcriptions. Here's their transcription recording of the San Antonio Rose.
a melody, a song of old San Antonio, where in dreams I live with a memory beneath the stars all alone. It was there I found beside the Alamo enchantment strange as the stars up above, a moonlit past that only she would know. Still hears my broken song of love.
Moon in all your splendor, though only my heart, call back my rose, rose of San Antone. Lips so sweet and tender, like petals falling apart, speak once again of my love, my own.
Oh, broken song, empty words I know, still live in my heart all alone. For that moon that passed by the Alamo and rose my rose of San Antone.
Moon in all your splendor, know only my heart, call back my rose, rose of San Antone. Lips so sweet and tender, like petals falling apart, speak once again of my love, my own.
Oh, broken song, empty words I know, still live in my heart all alone. For that moonlit past by the Alamo
and rose my rose of San Antone, rose of San Antone.
Well, by this time, Rex Allen had moved to Chicago and had landed a contract with the Mercury Records label. And he recorded this song, The Texas Tornado.
She's a Texas tornado and she come from Laredo and she never could be true. She's as cute as a daisy and she's driving me crazy and I don't know what to do. All the boys hang around her just like the honeybees, but she just snaps her finger and they drop to their knees. And though they try to persuade her, she's a Texas tornado and she wants to be alone until the right man comes along. She's a Texas tornado and she come from Laredo and she likes to hear a hot guitar. Texas tornado and she come from Laredo and she likes to hear a fiddle too. She's a Texas tornado and she come from Laredo and she never could be true. She's as cute as a daisy and she's driving me crazy and I don't know what to do. All the boys hang around her just like the honeybees, but she just snaps her finger and they drop to their knees. Though they try to persuade her, she's a Texas tornado and she wants to be alone until the right man comes along.
Well, Jimmy Wakely was already in Hollywood and he had a contract in 1947 with the Capitol Records label. You see, Wakely was already a cowboy movie star, while Rex was still back in Chicago. Here's Jimmy Wakely with The Oklahoma Hills from 1947.
Way
Way down yonder in the Indian Nation, riding my pony on the reservation in the Oklahoma hills where I was born. Away down yonder in the Indian Nation, a cowboy's life was my occupation in the Oklahoma hills where I was born. Many months have come and gone since I wandered from my home in those Oklahoma hills where I was born. Though a page of life is turned and a lesson I have learned, to those Oklahoma hills I still belong. As I turn life a page to the land of the great Osage, in the Oklahoma hills where I was born, where the black oil rolls and flows and the snow white cotton grows, in the Oklahoma hills where I was born. Away down yonder in the Indian Nation, riding my pony on the reservation in the Oklahoma hills where I was born. Away down yonder in the Indian Nation, a cowboy's life was my occupation in the Oklahoma hills where I was born. I sit here today, many miles I am away from the place I rode my pony through the draw, where the oak and blackjack trees kiss the playful prairie breeze in the Oklahoma hills where I was born. Away down yonder in the Indian Nation, riding my pony on the reservation in the Oklahoma hills where I was born. Way down yonder in the Indian Nation, a cowboy's life was my occupation in the Oklahoma hills where I was born.
Well, while Rex Allen was still in Chicago, he made a series of transcriptions with Patsy Montana's band. When they worked with Patsy, they called themselves the Prairie Ramblers. When they recorded with Rex, they became the Arizona Wranglers, associating themselves with Rex's Arizona roots. Here's one of those transcriptions from the late 1940s, around 1947, just before Rex went to Hollywood. It's called Sing Me a Song of the Saddle.
Song of my home.
Well, by 1956, the singing movie cowboy era was over in Hollywood. But the cowboys continued to record. Some of them, anyway, like Jimmy Wakely. Here's a great version of a Western classic titled Along the Santa Fe Trail from Jimmy's 1956 album with Decca Records.
Angels come to paint the desert nightly when the moon is beaming brightly along the Santa Fe Trail. Stardust scattered all along the highway on a rainbow-colored skyway along the Santa Fe Trail. Beside you I'm riding every hill and dale while shadows hide you just like a pretty purple veil. Thereby hangs a tale I found you and the mountains that surround you are the walls I built around you along the Santa Fe Trail.
Beside you I'm riding every hill and dale
while shadows hide you just like a pretty purple veil. Thereby hangs a tale I found you and the mountains that surround you are the walls I built around you along the Santa Fe.
Well, Rex Allen was the last of the singing movie cowboys, and he had a contract with Decca Records from 1951 to 1959. In the middle of that period, 1955, he recorded a terrific version of a Western classic, Streets of Laredo.
As I walked out in the streets of Laredo, as I walked out in Laredo one day, I spied a young cowboy all dressed in white linen, all dressed in white linen as cold as the clay.
Beat the drum slowly, play the fife lowly, play the dead march as you carry me along. Take me to the green valley, there lay the sod o'er me, for I'm a young cowboy and oh, I've done wrong.
Let 16 cowboys come carry my coffin. Let 16 gamblers come sing me a song.
Take me to the green valley and lay the sod o'er me, for I'm a young cowboy, I know I've done wrong.
Beat the drum slowly, play the fife lowly, play the dead march as you carry me along. Take me to the green valley, there lay the sod o'er me,
for I'm a young cow.
Well, friends, that's about all the time we have for today. I hope you've enjoyed our little visit. I sure have. And I hope you'll join us again next week for Western Music Time. In the meantime, this is O.J. Sykes saying thanks for listening, and I'll see you down the trail.
Here on the range I belong.